Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Big spike in COVID-19 cases in several states. We have the story.
Kansas COVID-19 spikes prompt a warning from Governor Kelly. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita hospitals treat fireworks injuries. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We saw some pop-up thunderstorms across south-central Kansas yesterday that led to some isolated areas of heavy rainfall. Should be dry, though, today, but still very warm and humid. Our complete forecast is coming up.
The U.S. has seen nearly 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. Johns Hopkins University reporting over 130,000 people in the country have died from the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says he's concerned about new case numbers reported over the past week.
We have been in a situation where we were averaging about 20,000 new cases a day, and then a series of circumstances associated with various states and cities trying to open up in the sense of getting back to some form of normality has led to a situation where we now had record-breaking cases.
Fauci says vaccine trials will start in the U.S. next month.
With rising numbers of coronavirus cases in Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly is reminding residents to wear a mask.
At her Monday news briefing, the governor says the new cases are coming from places like restaurants and bars.
There are no clusters at this time connected to barbershops, nail salons, or any other close contact service. That is not a coincidence. It is more proof that masks and hygienic business practices do indeed work.
The governor recommends that people limit gatherings to no more than 45 people, but county governments get to have the final say. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And Wichita's new mandatory mask ordinance is now in effect where social distancing is not possible. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News violators may be fined, and he knows the ordinance is not popular with some citizens.
And this isn't about politics. This is about stopping the spread of this pandemic and trying to get back to normal. So this was kind of our last-ditch effort to avoid another shutdown. You know, Wichita paid a huge price economically and really socially for the first shutdown.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Wichita hospitals reported a spike in fireworks-related injuries during the weekend. Via Christi treated 14 people, including 10 children. Wesley treated nearly two dozen patients. Many of the injuries caused by Roman candles, mortar shells, homemade fireworks, and a new handheld smoke stick that malfunctioned and shot out the back.
America is mourning the death of six children during 4th of July weekend. Fox's Trace Gallagher with more.
Six children who were shot and killed across the country over the holiday weekend were doing things like riding in mom's car, playing games in a yard, walking in a mall. 11-year-old Devon McNeil jumped out of his mom's car in Washington, D.C. to grab a phone charger from his aunt when a group of men opened fire, hitting Devon in the head. The 11-year-old and his mom, Crystal McNeil, had just come from a cookout where mom was working to settle disputes between rival hardened criminals. 8-year-old Royda DeMarco Giles was walking in an Alabama mall when she was caught in the crossfire of a gun battle. 7-year-old Natalia Wallace was shot while playing in a yard of a South Chicago home. And 8-year-old Sequoria Turner was sitting in a car with her mom in Atlanta when she was shot and killed.
47 people were shot, 16 of them dead in Chicago this past weekend. KNSS News Time now, 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One of the big sports stars in KC is inked for a long, long time. We'll hit all those details. A lot of analysis coming up in sports.
Authorities are investigating after finding a homicide victim inside a suburban Kansas City home while responding to a burglary. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. Authorities are investigating after finding a homicide victim inside a suburban Kansas City home while responding to a burglary. Olathe police say the burglary was reported around 3 a.m. Sunday in Olathe. The victim identified as 42-year-old Jessica L. Smith. Police say the killer apparently fled before officers arrived.
The Supreme Court issued a decision yesterday on robocalls and a federal ban on them. Fox's Shannon Bream has the details.
The court upheld a federal law that bans those calls from going to your cell phone. Writing for the majority, Justice Kavanaugh saying this, quote, Americans passionately disagree about many things, but they are largely united in their disdain for robocalls. So in 2015, there was actually a change to the law. There was this exception that would allow for robocalls tied to efforts to collect debts owed to the government. That was severed out from the law, the overall law, and that part of it was struck down. So the federal ban on robocalls to cell phones, that remains in place. It'll now include collection calls related to government debt.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision on whether House committees and or a city's or state's district attorneys can have access to the president's tax returns later this week.
Four workers at a Georgia sub sandwich shop are fired after using bread dough to make a noose and recording the entire incident.
The workers were at a Jimmy John's restaurant in Woodstock, north of Atlanta. The video shows four people who are believed to be white, with one putting the bread dough noose around another's neck and tugging at it. The video was uploaded to social media and widely shared. It led to customers expressing anger and threats to boycott the restaurant. In a statement, Jimmy John's called the display completely unacceptable, adding that the company has zero tolerance for any form of racism. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Continue to watch for a traffic slowdown. We've got it's mostly cleared off the road right now, but a traffic accident northbound I-235. It's between Zoo Boulevard and 25th Street North. You could see a slowdown in that area with traffic volumes picking up. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday to you guys.
Happy Tuesday. Saw some spotty showers around the area and close to Wichita yesterday.
Yeah, you said it right, close to Wichita. Steve, a lot of those showers and storms, you know, for anybody that was kind of watching radar, they were literally kind of dancing around Wichita. We had some viewers that sent us pictures of their rain gauges. There were some people that got anywhere between 2 to 3 inches of rain. And actually, at Wichita Eisenhower National Airport, not even a drop. There were thunderstorms, of course, kind of in the vicinity. But, you know, that just goes to show that feast or famine mantra that we've been talking about over the last few weeks. I feel like yesterday was a perfect example of that. If you were one of the lucky ones to get some of that rain, I'm sure your lawn is very happy. We are going to have some more rain chances ahead, even though not everyone seeing a lot of those raindrops. It's still going to take some time for those to arrive. In the meantime, though, we've got mostly sunny skies today. And of course, it's going to be hot and humid once again. It's actually going to get hotter before it gets any cooler. So a high of 95 today. South winds a little bit stronger, maybe a little bit of a breeze during the afternoon at 8 to 18. And then mostly clear skies tonight, dropping down to 73 degrees. Going to make for another muggy, mild start to our early Wednesday morning by tomorrow. And then more sunshine on the way for your Wednesday. South winds a little bit stronger, breezy out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. And then we'll have a 20% chance of a shower storm late Wednesday night going into our Thursday as a storm complex is expected to roll through the area. A lot of those storms may miss Wichita. Of course, nothing set in stone yet, just something to watch out for and that we'll continue to monitor. Hotter Thursday, 100 for a high with a 30% chance of shower storms, possibly lingering left over in the morning, but especially late Thursday evening, overnight hours again with another storm complex. Maybe seeing a few leftovers early Friday, and then we'll stay dry through the rest of the week. The main weather headline, though, still going to remain the heat and humidity with highs staying in the 90s to triple digits. Right now, we're at 73 degrees. Winds are calm. Dew point of 68, making it feel already pretty sticky out there.
Kind of a developing story. I mean, you've got your eye on it over there at the Weather Center, but you know this. The governor has issued drought declarations for 74 out of 105 counties in Kansas.
There are parts of this state that just really need some water.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier this morning on Kansas Today. Unfortunately, a lot of the rain that we got yesterday, and I bring that up again because, you know, just the fact that there were people out there that got several inches of rain. Unfortunately, a lot of our neighbors out in west, especially out in southwest Kansas, didn't see a drop of that rainfall. So a lot of the rain that's been falling, even though everybody pretty dry out there, a lot of the rain has been falling in the areas that need it a little bit less than, you know, some of our western Kansas neighbors.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Lake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. Now 712 here with Steve and Ted on this Tuesday morning, July 7th. 93 for a high yesterday. That's just 1 degree above normal for this time of year. Still kind of toasty out there. Kind of toasty. On this date, this is July 7th. On this date in 1981, President Ronald Reagan announced he was nominating Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that was big. Never had
it. It was a huge deal.
Never had a woman sit on the highest court in the land, and she turned, politics, whatever your politics are, I think she turned out to be a darn good choice.
Yeah, after 210 years, we finally got a woman on the Supreme Court.
Apparently, she is quite a person. I haven't read that much about her, but she's from Arizona, and apparently she can ride a horse with the best of them, and she's kind of a farm-type person, or a ranch-type person. And, yeah, that's good. Anyway, we got, what, three more now?
Yeah, now we have multiple
females. Good.
Women that's on the Supreme Court, which
way it
is,
should be. Get a good gender balance
right.
There.
That's the way it should be.
And we're talking about the masks mandate here in Wichita, and the city's set up a hotline if you want to ask a question or have a concern about the face mask and the hotline. I'm going to repeat it several times this morning. 316-303-8255. You can email masks@wichita.gov or wichita.gov/coronavirus. So there you go. You can don't call 911. If you got some question or complaint about a mask, don't call 911. They have plenty to do with, more serious stuff going on. Steve and Ted here on 714 now. It's a bird people see as a symbol of freedom. So it was only appropriate that a bald eagle stuck in a tree in Alaska was set free from flight on Independence Day. The eagle, an adult female, ended up tangled 40 feet high in a spruce tree. Don't know what you got tangled in. It doesn't really say. The Juneau Empire reports wildlife officials got a report of an eagle being stranded around 10 a.m. A rescuer with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service climbed the tree using spikes and carried the eagle down around 3 p.m. Bird was hurt but conscious as it was untangled and taken to an animal shelter for a center for further evaluation. The head of the center, Kathy Benner, said those involved were feel pretty good about the rescue, especially on Independence Day. Well, that is not a bird that, you know, you better know what you're doing. That is a big, sometimes ferocious bird.
Yep.
And to get that thing down from 40 feet in the air, somebody knew what they were doing. We have, in the past, I know, Ted, in past years, we've had lots of reports, a number of reports of bald eagles in Wichita, down in the Riverside area, over around Twin Lakes.
Yeah, around Twin Lakes.
They had a nest over there for a while. Haven't heard anything about that for quite a while. And I was, you know, several years ago, there was a time when I was running in over by Riverside Park, taking an afternoon run, and I looked up and, no mistaking it, there's an eagle. A couple of times I saw that, but I haven't in the past couple of years.
That's pretty cool.
So they're out there, I guess. They're just kind of being bashful.
Yeah, you don't, just not something you see every day.
It is not. 7:15, Stephen Head, Ted, have you got anything going on, Ted? You know, usually you've got some show you're doing or something on stage, but you know, this pandemic's kind of shot that down, hadn't it?
No, my life has been pretty dull since
just like
the middle of March.
Everybody
haven't had much to do.
Everything put on hold. You know, like usually this time of year I got some, you know, somebody in my family is playing softball or baseball. Nope, none of that going on this year.
Yep, my summer plans were I was going to attend a lot of Wichita Wind Surge games.
Oh,
I was looking forward to the new stadium and the new AAA team. And
you know, and so Shelly and I were really looking forward to that.
That was kind of my summer.
You know, when we met, I don't know if you know this about, of course, we've been married, what, 50 years, 2 weeks ago, whatever. We had our 50th anniversary. When we first met, she didn't know anything about sports. Nothing. And she didn't, you know, she hadn't followed it. She didn't know. And she now, she's become a pretty doggone good sports fan. She loves Mahomes, but you don't have to be a sports fan to love that guy. But she understands, you know, baseball, and she likes to sit at a ballpark and watch a baseball game. Just loves it. Especially on a very hot day. She likes to get out there. But, yeah, we were looking forward to this wind surge thing. I remember when we were dating, one of our first dates that winter, I took her to a basketball game I was playing in. We were playing with the park board, you know, over at Friends University.
Wait a minute. For a date?
Yeah.
You took her to a basketball game that you were playing in?
Yeah. I was playing it.
How is that a date?
My brothers, Jerry and Mike.
Sounds like a hostage situation.
Jerry and Mike and I and a guy named Ron Palmer, we were all playing on this team. And I said, why not? We like to be together, and, you know, I know, not very glamorous. I took her better places than that, but the long story short, I'm playing this game, Ted, and I look up at the buzzer, and it's about, you know, there's a couple of ticks left. It's just halftime. I fire one off at half court. Swish, goes right on through, and I come over there, and after the game, she had been watching. I said, did you like that shot from the half court? She says, oh, is that something big? Don't you do that all the time? Is. I said, yeah, I do it. I do it every game, at least once. So I had, but anyway, she's become pretty good sports fan.
Scored some points there, buddy.
And of course, she loves seeing the grandkids play, whatever it is. Most of us do. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Let's talk about real sports now with Ted Woodward and the big contract talking about today, right, Ted?
Yep, we go up to the Kansas City Chiefs, who have signed quarterback Patrick Mahomes to a 10-year contract extension. Patrick Mahomes is already a Super Bowl MVP. And he's 24 years old, and now he's under contract for the next 12 years with the Chiefs through the 2031 season. This contract basically adds up to $503 million, making Mahomes the first half-billion-dollar sports athlete in sports history in the world. And there's a no-trade clause, so he's not going anywhere. He's with the Chiefs for a long time. Here's Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL insider, who says that There's not a lot of bickering with this deal. It got done.
This was actually as amicable of a contract negotiation as you really get. Both sides all along knew they wanted to get it done, and they wanted to do it before the start of this season. What's interesting to me, I was having some conversations just a few weeks ago with somebody on the Mahomes side of things, and really, to me, what I thought the hang-up would be was that Mahomes wasn't going to want to take as many years, maybe even not as many as 7 years. Like, he didn't want for his contract to suddenly be out of date. But all of a sudden, this came together in a way that the team showed him why this is beneficial to him. He recognized that, and they got this done. And this will provide also the team. Having that long-term contract provides the team with the ability to plan for the long term. And Patrick gets paid. The team can continue to plan for what they believe will be a dynasty. And both sides are pretty happy right now.
But what happens, Ted, after 5 years, and Patrick thinks, I'm kind of bored with these guys. I'd like to play with another group and do some other things. Maybe be a wide receiver.
I guess you were proposing like a Michael Jordan situation where he goes and tries to play another sport.
I don't think athletes
probably could.
I don't think athletes go through that kind of mindset like some of the rest of us do in their working lives.
Well, not when they're at that elite level.
Yeah.
Pretty good. call his own punches.
That's right.
Yeah. And here's some more analysis from Alyssa Lang, ESPN radio host over on Sports Radio KFH on Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
I think one of my favorite Twitter conversations that I've seen so far over the last couple of months is, oh, well, who would you rather take right here, right now, Tom Brady as is or Pat Mahomes? And I know a lot of people were like, well, Pat Mahomes, has he proven himself? Like, I don't know. Can you bet against Brady, bet against the GOAT? I mean, we are moving forward towards Pat Mahomes being one of those forever household names in a quarterback. Great on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Really?
Chiefs in a pretty good, yeah.
Would you take Brady?
Yeah, would you take a quarterback at the end of his career or a quarterback at the beginning of his career?
Starting what could be the greatest career of all time?
No, it just shows you how dumb conversations are on Twitter. It's just another
That's true.
Stupid people out there on Twitter. More NBA teams arriving in Orlando, trying to get to the return to the basketball court not far away.
Upon arrival to Orlando today, NBA players and staff will remain isolated until they have two negative COVID-19 tests at least 24 hours apart. Players can wear proximity alarms around them to notify when they aren't 6 feet away from another person. It will, however, be required for staff and personnel. All of those taking part in the NBA's restart at the Walt Disney World's resort will be required to wear face masks and maintain distancing through individual and even team workouts. As for drug testing, athletes are only being tested for performance-enhancing substances, not recreational drugs. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And that sports was, I did mention the Kansas City Royals.
Right, right.
Have their schedule in place. They will open up on the road for a week starting on Friday, July 24th. Home opener for the Royals will be a week later, Friday, July 31st, against the Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium. And of course, all Royals games will be heard on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Well, if you go to a game, we would have limited seating, or you know how that works, Ted?
There's going to be limited seating, if any at all. And
all right.
At least to start out with, that's the plan in Major League Baseball.
Very good. All right, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Protesters outside the White House on Independence Day. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.